Good morning. This is your announcer, Susie Bloom. Thank you for joining us this morning on this, the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you feel as if you are here in person with us. We certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of Lutheran Worship. We begin our worship this morning by singing, "With the Lord Begin Your Task," hymn number 483 in Lutheran Worship.
Please stand. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with all of you this morning for worship. It's the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. We will be following the order of service as it's printed before you in your worship bulletin. This is a big day for us today because we've got two things going on. We've got Olivia up in the front who's going to be baptized in just a little while. And also, this is the scheduled day for our faith stepping stone, so we celebrate with those who are graduating high school. We did it last week, but that was because there was conflict of schedule, so we are taking care of the rest this week as well. So, with that, we have a lot to do, and I have a very long sermon, too. So, all right. We're gonna continue with the confession and the absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength, pilot us. By your power, preserve us. By your wisdom, instruct us. And by your hand, protect us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please have a seat.
Join us as we sing the family hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul."
The first reading is from the 38th chapter of Job, verses 1 through 11. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is that that observes my plans with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together, and all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness. When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place. When I said, 'This far you may come and no further. Here is where your proud waves halt.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please join in the responsive reading of various verses taken from Psalm 107.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from the hands of the foe.
Those he gathered from the lands from east and west, from north and south.
Some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters.
They saw the works of the Lord and his wonderful deeds in the deep.
For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves.
They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away.
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress.
He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed.
They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven.
The second reading is from the sixth chapter of 2 Corinthians, verses 1 through 13. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, "In the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine, yet regarded as impostors, known, yet regarded as unknown, dying, and yet we live on, beaten, and yet not killed, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternity.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter, verses 35 through 41.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along. Just as he was in the boat, there were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Please have a seat, and at this time we'll join together in singing the baptismal hymn. It's hymn number 228. In holy baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father liberates us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. In the waters of holy baptism, we are reborn children of God and inheritors of eternal life. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, which is the body of Christ. As we live with Him and with His people, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God.
We present the bit of grace to you to receive the sacrament of holy baptism.
In Christian love, you have presented Olivia for holy baptism. You should therefore faithfully bring her to the services of God's house. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. As she grows in years, you should place in her hands the Holy Scriptures and provide for her instruction in the Christian faith, that living in the covenant of her baptism and in communion with the church, she may lead a godly life until the day of Jesus Christ. And so I ask you as parents, also as godparents, and everyone gathered here, do you promise to fulfill these obligations? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
I now ask you as parents, godparents, and everyone gathered, to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. And so I ask you, do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil and his empty promises? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, answer, yes, I believe in God the Father.
Yes, I believe in God the Father.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, answer, yes, I believe in God the Son.
Yes, I believe in God the Son.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, answer, yes, I believe in God the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I believe in God the Holy Spirit.
All right. You ready? Okay, just bring her down on this arm here. Perfect. There we go. Hi, kiddo. You ready? Let's make this happen. Go ahead. Olivia Grace Keating, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not so bad, huh? There you go. Perfect. You want to go to Danny? Just hold her up like that for me. Perfect. You got it? Okay. Got it. There you go. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for raising up Olivia to new life in holy baptism. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Olivia, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Amen. Olivia Grace Keating, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. So at the beginning of this ceremony, we lit a candle up on the altar, and this is, you guys have seen this 1,000 times over here, right? But this candle is yours, and it's for you to take with you after today. But that serves as a reminder for you of the grace. And it's very fitting that her name is Grace, because God is gracious today and every day in the gift that He's given to you in her. Take the candle with you, and each year on the anniversary of her baptism, take it out, light it. Just like you celebrate her birthday, celebrate what today means for her, what it means for you. Let's pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank you and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family, and that you've granted Olivia a new birth in holy baptism and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We humbly implore you, as Olivia has become your child, that you would keep her in baptismal grace, that according to all your good pleasures, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. Look with kindness upon mom and dad, the godparents, the rest of the family. Let them ever rejoice in the gift that you have given them, enable them to be teachers of righteousness for her. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. One more time for the transition. Here we go. You ready, kiddo? Come on, we're going for a walk, you and me. I know I'm not as good as your dad, but you know. Hey, now you know all these people over here, right? You got all these ones down. You know all their names already or what? Yeah. But this is the neat part about today. You see, all of these people are here and they're all part of your family. Every single one of these people in this room are part of your family, and your family goes even bigger than that. Way bigger than that. You see, in baptism, God makes us a part of His family. And that family, well, that's huge. It's huge. And so, Olivia, today we're so excited for you. We're so very excited to have you a part of our family here at St. John's. And we look forward to watching you grow up to be a big girl. And we look forward to watching you giving your dad more gray hair. And your mom, too. And we look forward to teaching you all the wonderful things that there is to know about your faith. See, faith is a beautiful gift that God has given to us too. And faith is something that carries us all through our lives. And so we look forward to watching you grow and learn all of those wonderful things. Now, as you get older and you hear my voice, I'm going to tell you all kinds of stuff, right? And you're probably going to sit there and go, oh, come on, Pastor. Right? Yeah, I know. You're even doing the pouty face. You see that? It's starting already. But let me tell you something, kiddo. There's one thing, the most important thing that I can tell you, and that's that Jesus loves you. And that's really what today is all about. Okay? That's it. God bless you, Olivia. He's daddy. One last thing before you guys go. We've got a faith chest for you. And this is nothing new either. You've seen this, but this time it's for you. Right? And this is a place for you to place all the different faith mementos that Olivia will receive as she grows in years, as you guys nurture her in the faith and thank you for allowing us to be those partners in that with you. This was made by the Lorenz family. Rod and Ed and those guys make the boxes for you. But now, who decorated? Corinne, right? You told me at the start. Corinne decorated the box for you, and they actually engraved this neat little butterfly on there for you too. So God bless you, and we look forward to partnering with you in all of this. Go in the peace of Christ. Amen. You bet it. Yeah, you're all set. Thanks.
Please join us now as we sing our hymn of the day, Jesus Pilate, Jesus Savior, Pilate Me, hymn number 513 in Lutheran Worship. This is your Hour with God broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
Thank you. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the extremely long sermon that I wrote is taken from St. Mark's Gospel, the fourth chapter, verses 35 through 41. Well, Chippy the parakeet, he never saw it coming. Never saw it coming. One second he was peacefully perched in his cage, and then the next second he was sucked in, washed up, and blown over. You see, the problem began, when Chippy's owner decided to clean Chippy's cage with a vacuum cleaner. See, she removed the attachment from the end of that vacuum cleaner, and she stuck it in the cage. Well, then the phone rang, and she turned to pick it up, and she barely said hello, and see, Chippy got sucked in. Now, the bird's owner, well, she gasped. She threw down the phone and turned off the vacuum cleaner, and she opened up the bag. And there was Chippy. Oh, he was still alive, but he was all shooken up. He was stunned. And since the bird was covered with dust and hair and all the stuff you find in a vacuum cleaner bag, she grabbed him up. As she ran to the bathroom, she turned on the tap. As she held Chippy under the running water, then she realized that Chippy was soaked. He was shivering. So she did what any compassionate bird owner would do. She reached for the hairdryer and blasted him with hot air. Oh, poor Chippy. Poor Chippy didn't know what hit him. Well, a few days after the trauma, a friend who had heard about Chippy's situation called and contacted the owner and said, "Hey, how's Chippy?" "Oh," she replied, "he just sits there. He doesn't sing much anymore." Who can blame him? Sucked in, washed up, and blown over. That's enough to seal the song out of anybody's heart. You know, it's a funny little story, but I think, honestly, that there's something to that story. I think that can happen for real in life sometimes. Now, I don't mean to say that you and I, as a people, get sucked up by a vacuum cleaner on a daily basis, or that we're run underwater as a result, and that somebody's shoving a blow dryer in our face. I don't mean that, not at all. But I think sometimes in life we can feel that way because of the storms that we sometimes find ourselves in. You know what I'm talking about, right? Those storms of life. Those unexpected things, those unforeseen, those incomprehensible things that have a way of just kind of coming at us. And like Chippy, how those things can have you and me feeling stunned, shivering and trembling. How those things sometimes can have us feeling like we don't know what hit us. Those storms as they come at us, well, how they can have us feeling defeated and tired, washed up and worn out. My hunch is that every single one of us in this room know storms. We know storms in some way or another. And how those storms, they come in different ways, and how they come at different times. And never, of course, are they wanted. And never, of course, are they convenient. But in those storms, faith reminds us that God is in the midst. He really is. And you see, that reality is what makes all of the difference when you and I find ourselves in those storms. Think about the gospel for a minute now. The gospel that Jamie read. We encounter the disciples. Now they experience a weather-related storm, right? And that wasn't uncommon. That was kind of common, actually, for the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee was surrounded by mountains. And so what would often happen is the warm air that kind of sat above the lake or the sea would clash with the cool air. And the result would be these turbulent and nasty storms. And so that day, the disciples, well, they go out with Jesus on a boat, and Jesus leads them out on that boat. And he takes a nap. He's zonked out. Talked about this on Thursday with the group that I had here, and I said, well, at least he had a cushion, so it must have been real comfortable for him. But anyway, he zonks out. They were busy, hard at work. And as they're moving along the ocean, this big, nasty storm takes off. And the effects of that storm, as the effects of that storm ravaged and racked the nerves of those disciples who were with them, as you can imagine, if you were there in that storm, fear. Fear overtook them. Fear dominated. And they looked at Jesus, first with that curious eye as he sat there and slept. How can you do that? And then, we have to suspect, they looked at him with a sort of skepticism. Hey, what are you doing? Don't you care? Don't you care that we're nearly perishing here, Jesus? Come on! From their perspective, as they experienced that storm, as they were in that storm, nothing at all looked good. It was grim. They saw no good coming from it. But then it happened. Then it happened. Right there in that storm, that day, right there, Jesus stood up, right? Did you hear that part? He stood up, right? And he said, quiet. Be still. Just with a word. Just a word. Quiet. Be still. And the waves, they settled. And whatever anxiety that those disciples had, whatever fear they had, was a calm. I think that says something to you and me. The storms of life, they're real, right? No question about that. You know that, I know that. And when those storms happen, and they do, how fear can fill us. How, like those disciples, we're trembling. Like those disciples, maybe we see ourselves as we look to our God, Lord, don't you care? The waves are pounding against me here. I feel overcome. I feel like I'm drowning. Left to ourselves, I suppose, how sometimes we too can see the outcome as grim. Nothing at all positive coming from it. But my friends, faith tells us differently, doesn't it? Faith tells us once again that in those storms, just as Jesus was for those disciples, He's in the midst of it with us. We aren't alone. We aren't alone in it. He's with us. And it's His Word and it's His promises that can bring a calm to you and me, even in the biggest of storms. My friends, if Jesus fought the fiercest of storms for you and me by taking on sin, death, and the devil, let me tell you this. There is no storm in this life that is too big for Him. No storm. And there is no storm in this life that He isn't willing to ride out with us. And it's His presence as we find ourselves in those storms, because we know we're going to be in them sometime. It's His presence in those storms that can sustain us and that can steady us. As those wind and those waves are pounding up against us, how hope can fill us, yes, even in those moments. How peace can prevail for us. And how we always have the confidence that the shore awaits us. Life and safety are ours in Him. Now and all the way into eternity. Friends, as those squalls come blowing in, when we let faith take over in the power of the Spirit, when we get out of the way, how we can know to cling to Christ and Christ alone. Because He's our strength in it. And how in the end, then, that song isn't stolen from our hearts as it was for Chippy. But how praise and thanksgiving always fill us. Thanks be to our God who has led us through the storms and who strengthened us in them. Thanks be to our God who has and who will once and for all lead us to the safety of the shore. Maybe today, for you, the waves are pounding against you. Maybe you feel washed up. Sucked up, washed up, and blown over. But here you are in this place. Here you are in this place, the good ship Hope. Flip it upside down. What do we got? Flip the church upside down. It's a boat. Here we are in the good ship Hope. And here we are once again reminded of our storm-calming Savior's presence and the peace and the calm that He certainly can bring to us even in the storms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
Congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored and brought to you by Barb Perry in loving memory of her husband James Perry on what would have been his 86th birthday. The broadcast is also sponsored by Shirley Christ in loving memory of her husband Ronald Christ.
Please have a seat. At this time, I'm going to invite those who are graduating from high school or who have graduated from high school to come forward. Parents, come forward with the graduates. If there's any other family members that you want to come forward, that's certainly there too. So, just come up to the rail here. I'll have you stand. Just stand at the rail for now, okay? Okay, stand behind them. There you go. Come right up to the rail. And then. Perfect. Mom, you can definitely get behind them. Here you go. Okay. All right. Today we celebrate with you and give thanks to God for the gift that you have been to your families, to the gift of God that you've been to the communities that He's placed you in, and for the gift of knowledge that He's given to you, which has enabled you to graduate from high school. Today you're taking, though, a big step. Today we're mindful of the big step that you're moving into. And so we celebrate with you this milestone and this faith stepping stone. Parents, in Christian love, you presented your child for holy baptism. And at their baptism, there were sacred promises that you made as parents of these young men and this young woman. It was part of your calling to see that those sacred promises were kept, to faithfully bring them to the services of God's house, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and to provide for their instruction in the Christian faith. You have fulfilled those promises, but I now ask you to covenant once again with your child and this congregation, and I ask you to covenant with your congregation for the ongoing support of these young men and this young woman as they step into a new journey. And so I ask you, do you intend to continually and regularly lift up your child to God in prayer? If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Members of St. John's, do you promise to support and encourage these parents in keeping these sacred promises? If so, answer, we will, with God's help.
We will.
To you as graduates, you have completed the Faith Stepping Stones journey here at St. John's. So I ask you, do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism? Do you promise to continue to live among God's faithful people, to hear God's word and to share in His supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Let us pray. Dear God of creation, we ask your blessing on these young people as they enter a new period in their lives of faith. Bless them and grant them your gifts, joy as they live among your faithful people, openness in hearing your word, and a thankfulness in sharing in your supper, an eagerness to share you in all they do and all that they say, a dedication in serving people, following the example that you have given to us in your Son. Send your Spirit upon each of them as they move now into a new place in their lives, that they might be your presence boldly. This we pray in the precious name of Christ our Lord. Amen. At this time, I'm going to have you as graduates kneel. All right, and Rod is going to present you with a quilt. And Mom and Dad, family, if you can take that quilt and wrap it around their shoulders on this cool day. You're all right. To you graduates, my young friends in Christ, there was a day when your parents held you in their arms and they rocked you to sleep. They cuddled you in a blanket to keep you warm, safe, and comforted. Very soon, you'll be launching a new life, perhaps away from the safety and security of your home, your family, your church, your community. As you go into the world, may this quilt be a reminder of your parents' love and the nurture of this Christian community. Wherever you go, when the night is cold and you feel alone, may it help you to remember that you're never alone. Parents, as you have your hands on your child's shoulder, if you would repeat this blessing after me. Say your child's name. We come this day before God to bless you and thank God for the gift you have been to us. You have given our lives a deeper meaning and a deeper calling. Through you, we have come to understand the nature of God's love, of joy, and of course, of forgiveness. We thank God today for the gift that you have been to our lives. Wherever you go, know that you will always be a part of us. Wherever you go, our love goes with you. Whatever you do, you will be a part of our hearts. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May this quilt remind you of our love, the warmth of this faith community, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And on those nights when we cannot wrap you in our own arms, may you wrap yourself in this quilt and know that in God's family, you're never alone. I'm going to have you guys stand. You can take the quilt off now. And mom, dad, family, you guys are going to kneel now. Okay, stand, Johnny, stand behind mom and dad. Put your hands on their shoulder. Go ahead, put your hands on mom and grandma there. You got it? All right. All right. Now you're going to repeat after me. You have given of your heart and your home. You have loved and cared for me, even when it was difficult. I bless you this day for the sacrifices you made to give me life. I thank God this day for the power and selflessness of your love. I honor you for your courage, your patience, your wisdom, and your undying love. Wherever I go, you will always be a part of me. Wherever I go, your love and example will continue to bless me. Whatever I do, I will always be your child. And I thank God for blessing my life with you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you now and forever. May the Spirit empower you to be His faithful proclaimer, His example, and His servant wherever He's leading you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and keep you this day and forever. May the Spirit empower you to be His presence wherever He's leading you. May He empower you to be His example, that love might shine through you. Blessings to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you this day and forever. May the Spirit open your heart to hear your call where God is leading you, that you might be His presence, that you may be His love, and more people may know Him through you. The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why don't you guys turn and face your church family so that they can congratulate you on your accomplishments. Very quickly, if you can, just say what you're doing with yourself now that you're graduated and grown up. Did you hear it? Alfred State for building trades? Pre-med? Free health care? Just from you. All right. There you go. You got your nurse. Congratulations to you three on behalf of your family at St. John's. It has been just a remarkable joy for us to be able to watch you grow and become the people that God has shaped you to be. Please know that as you move on into this new milestone of your life, that the church does not discontinue, and the church continues to pray for you always, that God might be your strength as you move out into the world. We do, while you're departing and going your ways, we do continue to have worship services here on Saturdays at 4:30 and Sunday at 8:30 and 11:15. So don't forget us, and we certainly won't forget you. At the end of the service, if you three can join me in the back of the church that people can greet you, that would be remarkable. For now, head back to your seat. Thank you. That's it. So right now, we are at the 9:30 mark. I'm going to skip the prayers as they're printed in your worship bulletin, and I'm just going to pray with you. So if I can ask you just to bow your heads, and let's pray. Good and gracious God, we thank You, we praise You for today. We thank You for the joy of life that You bring on every single level. We thank You for the gift of Olivia.
People of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of DePew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you'd like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcasts. If you'd like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, DePew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Susie Bloom, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
To be your people in the world. And You've gifted us in so many different ways, just as You have gifted these young men and this young woman today. Lord, we pray that You would give to them an openness to serve, that they might set aside themselves in the world to serve their neighbor, that their neighbor might come to know love just as well. Bless them with wisdom and honor and integrity. Bless them with patience and a calm spirit as they begin their college career. Lord, we pray today for all of those who might have need. We pray for those people in our community and beyond who are experiencing storms and know those storms all too well this day. We pray for Ernie Reitzel, who took a fall this past week and broke a few ribs. We pray for Jim Brennan, who's recovering from some surgery. For Sue Bloom, who's recovering from eye surgery. For Kathy Lang, who's preparing for eye surgery. For Barbara Getter, who has some surgery coming up next week. We pray for the Durso family as they mourn the death of Brother Joe. We ask that their hearts might be calmed, that they might see life even in the face of death, that they might know and be comforted that Joe has been led to the shores of eternity, where there is no more suffering, no more pain, just joy and bliss. Lord, thank you for bringing us to this place. Thank you for bringing us to this place, the Good Ship Hope, where whatever we may have experienced throughout the week and whatever may come, it's in this place we're reminded of God's continued strength and presence in our lives. Help us to cling to the hope that is in us in Christ and Christ alone. And so it is, with trusting in His promises, then we pray as He has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My dear friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I invite you to please stand for the silent prayer and the closing hymn. promise I'll be quick. Good morning again to all of you. Welcome to so many of you who are here this morning for the baptism. We're blessed to have you here. I do hope that you've been blessed in worship here at St. John's. On the announcement end of things, just again, really quick. There's a couple events that have been posted, family ministry related, Young Hearts. So let me just kind of highlight those. There is the first is a Young Hearts event that's going to be an outdoor movie at Green Acres. That's going to be on July 11th. There's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board, so if you're interested in being a part of that, just get your name on the sign-up sheet for us. There's also a family ministry event that has been scheduled for July 14th, and that's going to be a Buffalo Riverboat tour, as I understand. So again, if you're interested in that, all the details are on the bulletin board on the sign-up sheet. The last is an adult ministry event that will take place on August 11th, and that's a double-decker bus murder mystery tour. So, anybody that's interested, again, sign-up sheet, get your name on a sign-up sheet, and hopefully we get a good response for those, and it'll be a good time. Also, on the bulletin board, I posted the schedule for the Depew concert series for anybody that might be interested in that. For the next number of weeks, there's numerous musicians that will be playing right here in Veterans Park. One of the weeks will actually be our partners from WXRL. I can't remember the exact date of that, but check the schedule. It's out there. All right. A special word of congratulations to our St. John's Screaming Eagles. They completed the ride for Roswell once again yesterday. How many miles? Okay. And you raised over $2,000 for the cancer research. So, if you want to see a picture of them, is that before or after the race? Really? Because you look really good. I mean, you look good all the time. But if they took a picture of me after a 10 or 20 mile bike ride, I would not look like you guys did. So anyway, check the picture out. It's up on the bulletin board. Last thing I'll bring to your attention: we have been announcing and diligently hard at work in finding an office administrator for our congregation, a replacement for Stella. I'm very pleased to let you know that we have found not one but two. So the position is going to be split, we're very pleased to have these people now in our midst. They'll be starting in July. What did you say, Jamie? 2nd and 3rd? Yeah. So July 2nd and 3rd is when they're going to be starting. We're very excited to have these two new people in our congregation as our workers in the office. I didn't write it. What's the names? Thank you. You told me yesterday. You did. I'm just going to say, hey, you. So Crystal and Melissa are their names. And the good thing is we will have somebody here Monday through Friday once again. So we're excited about that. Very, very special thanks to the interview team that worked very, very hard to make this happen. Jamie Bloom, with Jamie, your expertise in the HR world and all the work that you do, you're a real blessing to us, and we thank you for everything that you did. A lot of time and a lot of effort went into your work, as well as the interview team. So we're forever grateful for everything that you guys did for taking charge and looking after the best interest of our congregation. So thank you very much for your work. It's going to be some work. There's no question about that, because this is the first time in a long time that we have not had a secretary here to train. So it's going to be some work for us at, in the office, trying to learn how to train secretaries in a job that we're still learning. So anyway, we'll get it though. So please continue to keep all this in your prayers. But the good news is we have staff now, and that'll be underway very soon. Okay. That's it. Graduates, I'll see you in the back. Please make your way out your seat right now if you would. For the rest of you, go in peace, serve the Lord.